This episode of It's the End of the World as We Know It and I Feel Fine was made possible by contributions from slaves like you. Thank you very much.
In the end, 49 nations, including the United States, came to Berlin for the Nazi Olympics and watched as Aryan athletes followed in the footsteps of the ancient Greeks, bringing fire from Mount Olympus in the first ever Olympic torch relay.
It's the end of the world as we know it. I feel fine.
Good morning, slaves, and welcome to another edition of It's the End of the World as We Know It and I Feel Fine, your best source for 100% vitamin-filled hot cop action.
What?
Your best source for 100% vitamin-filled hot cop action.
What?
Your best source for 100% vitamin-filled hot cop action.
What?
Say what again? Say what again? I dare you. I double dare you, motherfucker.
What?
I am your host, The Stimulator, and October saw much action from the global insurrectionary motherfucking resistance.
That's the sound of the police! That's the sound of the beast!
In Seattle, four pigmobiles were set ablaze on the global day of action against police brutality. The anonymous Freedom Starter successfully torched three cruisers and one paddy wagon to a dark crisp. Seattle 5-0 suggested that the attack was payback for this.
That's the sound of the police! That's the sound of the beast!
A video leaked earlier this year showing a cowardly piece of shit pig brutally beating a 15-year-old detainee. I say those motherfuckers got off easy. In Rochester, the PO showed their ass again as they attacked a peaceful anti-war protest. The Funk the War demo was grooving around downtown Roch City, demanding an end to the war in Obamistan, when the pigs descended on them Rodney King style.
What? Let it go! What are you doing? What are you doing?
Keep moving.
Why did you do this at a peaceful march? What are you doing to
do
people?
Do what we say. Keep moving.
Well, I saw an anti-war demonstration of 50 or 60 people walking down to mark an anniversary that this country refuses to talk about. All we talk about is more troops. And then we were met with about 40 freaking cop cars coming down, police clubs swinging. The first person they went after was an African-American kid who was just watching the demonstration. So we called out for what it was, racism. And they began arresting people for calling the cops assholes, for swearing at cops, things we thought were protected under the country. This is the kind of freedom we're bringing to Afghanistan.
He's arrested. I want to go. He's arrested for swearing in public.
On the other side of the world, at the IMF meetings in Turkey, cops in Istanbul were attacked by a barrage of Molotov cocktails. The motherfucking resistance was there to oppose the meeting of the international money funnelers of the IMF, and banks and corporate stores were targeted and smashed. In Vancouver, as the resistance gets ready to disrupt the kickoff to
the five cock rings of death,
the RCMP pigs have been harassing activists and going as far as threatening them with rendition. Here's Gord Hill, editor of the website no2010.com, commenting on a recent encounter with Vancouver's finest.
On October 20th, they approached me while I was walking down the street in the downtown east side where I live. And the officer, I told him I had nothing to say to them, but he kept following me down the street. He maintained a rambling monologue with me and told me that if I ever tried to go to the United States again, if I was ever in U.S. jurisdiction or custody, they would apprehend me if I was in the U.S. and send me to a far, far, far away place.
More Olympic coverage after the break. College and university occupations seem to be coming back in vogue. In the land of Amadeus Amadeus, over 1,000 students took over the Audimax, the main lecture hall at the University of Vienna, to demand better education conditions. In Greece, Italian author Alfredo Maria Bonanno was arrested for allegedly robbing a bank of nearly 50,000 euros. Bonanno, 72, is the celebrated author of such classics like Armed Joy, and From Riot to Insurrection. But as the global insurrection continues, man and his capitalist cock continue their ongoing assault on Mother Nature. The much despised fart chokers from Massey Energy have begun blasting on Coal River Mountain to extract clean fossil fuels to provide electricity to the White House. This atrocious attack on the ecosphere comes on the heels of the 350 day of action, where millions of people worldwide peacefully demanded that the amount of carbon in the atmosphere be reduced to 350 parts per million. Here's author Derek Jensen commenting on the 350 movement.
If 350, if all it is just begging, then we're even more fucked than we think we are. But if it's part of organizing a larger culture of resistance, that's great. So I love to make fun of pacifists, but the truth is, you couldn't have had Underground Railroads without the Quakers. And so we need the 350 movement as an above-ground arm of a movement to stop this. But, you know, I got to say one more thing. I don't like 350. I think it should be called the 250 movement, because giving 350, that's really fucked up. Because what carbon dioxide levels have to be is pre-industrial. And so it should really be called the 250 movement, but they didn't ask me.
Back in the day when National Socialism was an ethos embraced by millions of German sheeple, Adolf Hitler unveiled what we now know as the Olympic torch relay.
I'm here to watch the torch.
What do you think about the fact that the torch was unveiled first? It was invented by Hitler for the 1936 Olympics.
Pretty disappointing if that is true.
Yep, most motherfuckers out there have no fucking clue about the Nazi connection of the torch. Yet masses of hypnotized Canucks gathered in Victoria to welcome this international symbol of fascism. Can you imagine if the Olympics would adopt the swastika and not the cock rings as its logo? But nope, the Canadian sheeple butt this one just like the Germans did, with the same blind, hysterical zeal of a good Nazi.
Here. Woo!
Fucking ridiculous. The Canadians are even accepting the increased level of policing to protect
the five cock rings of death.
Well, right now, this square where protesters are gathering is surrounded by police officers who are greeting activists by name as they come into the park, creating a very chilling effect on free expression. In addition, Van Ock had sent out a brochure to every municipality along the torch run saying that they should discourage and prevent the distribution of leaflets along the torch run.
Even as millions around the world protested to bring attention to the problem of global warming, one of the main sponsors of the Olympics is a major financier
of the motherfucking tar sands.
I asked several Olympic enthusiasts what they thought about it, and their answer was very similar to this.
I don't have any opinion on that, I'm sorry.
Yep. These are dire times, and these major fucking spectacles are like Nazi rallies on steroids. They keep the masses distracted, while behind the scenes, the fascists strengthen their military police state, destroy the ecosphere, and profit from our slave labor. Ask yourself, if we went back in time to when the Nazis were taking over, what the fuck would we have done?
The forces that subjugate us today are very powerful. They have an army, they have RCMP, they have all these security intelligence agencies that are meant to disperse our people any means necessary. And they do that with impunity.
There is no way to sugarcoat this, fellow slaves. We live in a fascist continent. Now what the fuck are we gonna do about it?
Let's fuck the Olympics and go fuck about the Olympics.
And that about does it for this edition of It's the End of the World, so we know it and I feel fine. I'd like to thank the following slaves for helping make this shit real. Paolo, Gail, Alfonso, Gwyn, Vincent, Charles, Emily, Bernadette, Peter, Jim, Thomas, Isaac, Maureen, John, David, Andrew, Maureen, Noah, Dan, Michael, Christy, Ted, Mike, Kurt, the Bartons, Richard, Michelle, Corey, David, Courtney, Celia, Christopher, Chad, Sandra, Mary, Kyle, George, and Christine. Cryptopus, I want to let you all know that I posted two new clips from my upcoming film, NCIF. So check them out at ncif.com. To comment on this show or for links of independent media coverage of the five cock rings of death, just visit my fucking website, stimulator.tv. Now go fight some fascists.
Remember, kids, you can podcast high quality video of this show at submedia.tv.
You that if you kept swearing and spitting in my face, swearing. Then I'd arrest
I said Jamie Graham had told me I was a fucking maggot. So does that mean I'm swearing or Jamie Graham was swearing at me at City Hall? You don't know. I said, call Jamie and tell him Daryl is
Dwayne,
here. I'm Daryl.
Okay.
You kept calling me Dwayne. What's your name? Jay? Okay, Jay. Jay Dog. I'm here with my main man, Jay Dog, talking about why the cops trying to arrest me for saying F word. You know what I'm saying?